Hello, and welcome back to Three Skips and a Jump to Becoming a Woman of Influence. I'm Tammy Hodson-Piller. I am the president and founder of Women of Influence. And you guys, I'm so excited to have you. Many of you have shared with me how this podcast has really helped you to begin to press into becoming the woman of influence that God has created you to be. As I've shared with you over and over, that this book began by me sitting down with a coaching client who was struggling with moving forward. And she was struggling with things like her entitlement, and she was punishing others and resenting others. And I really began to share with her, until she would skip over those things that were holding her back, she could not truly move into who God had created her to be. That it was time for her to jump over the things that were trapping her and holding her captive, and actually jump in to her future. And that's what we want to do today. We want to jump into the future that God has for us. Today, I want to share with you chapter 8, Embracing Your Identity. I want us to understand that all of us have a unique identity. The Bible tells us that God knew us before we were born. In our mother's womb, He formed us, and He understands our identity. He gave us our personality. He gave us our hair color and our eye color, and everything about us God knew as He formed that in our mother's womb. And I want you ladies to just begin to press in with me right now as we discuss today, how do I embrace my identity? You know, if you're like me, I have had several identities and identity crisis. For some reason, we as women find our identity in our position, or we find our identity in our platform. I'll never forget the day that I was driving my children to various sporting events and dancing events and things that they had after school activities. And I literally remember driving the car as my son Jeremy jumped out of the car, making his way to his football practice. And up the road I went as I dropped off my son Josh, and he jumped out to his play rehearsal. And then around the corner I went as I dropped off my daughter to walk into dance. And I had about 15 minutes before I started all over again going to pick them up. And I sat there and I just remember saying, God, what happened to me? Where did I go? What happened to Tammy? What happened to my dreams and my aspirations and all the things I thought I would do? Yes, I must confess to you that I'm sure that I was having a pity party. I'm sure I was wondering, what would I do if I could do it all over again? Well, tick tock, tick tock. The clock was ticking away, and I had to make my way. And I picked up Jeremy, the first that I had dropped off, and he jumped in the car and, Mom, Mom, he was so excited. I made a touchdown. You'd have been so proud of me. And to be honest with you, all the glee in my heart, I can literally remember smiling with joy as he was telling me all about football practice. We made our way around the bend to pick up Joshua, and he jumped in the car. Mom, Mom, I got the lead role. And he began to tell me about all that he was getting ready to do in this play and how excited he was. Around the next corner we went as I picked up my little girl, Jen, and she jumped in the car with her best friend, Ashley. Mommy, Mommy, can Ashley come home for dinner with me? And I literally remember all three of those children filled with joy. And I'm sitting in my car and I'm thinking to myself, at this moment, I truly am Mom. At this moment, I truly am the mother of three precious children. And you guys, sometimes what happens is we have identity crisis because we haven't stepped into the role that we currently are living. I have several roles. I am a mom. I am a daughter. I am a wife. But I am Tammy Hodson-Piller. I have started clothing lines and jewelry companies and women's ministries and Pilates careers. I have done several things, but it doesn't change who I am as a human being. So what I want to walk you through right now is helping you to understand that your identity is not what you do. Your identity is who you are. And God gave us a unique identity in who we are in Him and who we are as individuals. You know, I remember coaching a client, her name is Arlene, and she was a very successful businesswoman, and she had contacted me and asked if I would meet with her. She had heard that I did life coaching, and I remember sitting down with this woman, I'd say she was mid-50s, and she began to tell me her story. And at the age of 21, she had an internship in college and worked her way from the internship into position after position after position with this particular company. Higher and higher and higher she went until she became an executive VP with the company. Her whole life was about this company. She never married. She never had children. She'd become very financially prosperous through the company, but she had given it everything. One day, the VP of the company had come to her and said that an intern had come on and they were going to ask her to shadow this young boy, and that he had come highly recommended, and like she had, he wanted to enter into the internship program. And what she was realizing was they were setting her up to begin to tutor and mentor this boy who would one day take over her position. And she began to lose who she was as a woman. She came to me, I'll never forget, this executive woman in a business suit saying, "I gave it all to them, only to find out I don't even know who I am," knowing that one day this boy truly would replace her position. And ladies, that's what happens. We give ourselves time and time and time again to a business, to a family, to a career, only to wake up one day and say, "What happened to me?" What I want to do in this particular chapter is I want you to come into contact with who you are, your identity, the personality and the character that God created you to be. One of the assessments that I give you in the book, Three Skips and a Jump, is taking you through a personality assessment. Now, most of us have been through various personality assessments. There's some great ones out there. And if you're like me, I love taking assessments because I love to get to know a little more about me. But the creative side of me kicked in one day and I began writing a personal assessment. And I put together one that I work with my clients called What Shape Are You In? And I took the four basic temperaments and I put them in shapes. I put them in the shape of a square, of a triangle, of an octagon, and of a circle. And you can look at this actually at the book, Three Skips and a Jump, but I walk through the personalities and help you understand what shape are you in. For instance, for me, the square is the type of personality that says, get in the box or out of the box. You know, that kind of personality that they're always on the soapbox. It's my way or the highway. You know those kind of people. And then the circle is the person who says, kumbaya, can't we all just get along? And that kind of person that has that outgoing personality and they want everyone to come together and work together. Then there's the personality that's the triangle. They're either high or they're low. They're at a peak or they're in the valley. And that kind of personality, really, we need that personality because we work with people like that so well because they are your creative type of personalities. And then there's the octagon. That's the type of personality. Think of a stop sign, an octagon. They're the kind, they're always hesitant, but they're the ones who think deeply. So as I started to write this personality, I realized that we all are so different. I was sharing this assessment with my sisters. I have three siblings. And honestly, ladies, it's hysterical when we get together. Four daughters, all raised by the same parents, in the same home, went to the same schools, dated the same boys, went to the same church, ate the same food, and we could not be more different. I love to say we're like peaches and peas. We're nothing alike. And how is it that four siblings can be so different? It's called identity. It's called personality. It's so important, ladies, that you begin to press into who you are, who God created you to be, that through assessments and workbooks like Three Skips and a Jump, you begin to do your due diligence. You get to know you. You love and you embrace the woman that God created you to be. You know, I love the story in the Bible of Deborah. You can find the story in the book of Judges. And at that time, the Bible tells us there was not a man in Israel that God could even use as a judge or a leader. And he turned to Deborah and he anointed her to be the leader and the judge of Israel. She was a powerful woman that truly knew her identity. She knew her calling, she knew her purpose, and she knew that God had so destined her for that moment. I love this part of the story because literally at this time, Israel was being taken over. And she stood as a leader and she stood as a judge. And Barak, who was the man who came to her, he was the man who led the tribe at that time. And he came and he said, Deborah, what are we going to do? Lead the charge. And she came to him and she said, Barak, I will lead. I will be the leader that God has called me to be. But because you would not stand up as the man that God's called you to be, I want you to know right now, this war will be won, but the war will be won in the hands of a woman. Oh, she was not speaking about herself. She was speaking of a woman named Jael. You see, God allowed another woman named Jael to be so creative that when the men came to her, she wooed him into the tent. The opposing armies came, and she was so creative that she brought them into her tent, and she, by her own hand, drove a nail through the temple and the skull of this male leader that was trying to come up against Israel, and the war was won in the hands of this woman, Jael. And you see, what I love about the story is Deborah was not intimidated by another woman, Jael. She was not intimidated by Barak. She knew her leadership. She was so empowered by the calling that God put on her that she allowed other people to come into their place at their time. You know, it's so important, ladies, that we put strong leaders around us and we allow people to flourish where God places them. You see, when you know your identity, you step into your identity and you don't need to be everyone. You just need to be someone. You don't need to be who God called them to be. You need to be who God called you to be. You see, when you understand your identity, you are not intimidated by others' identity. It's so important that you realize your personality, your life experiences, your place, and your passion is your identity. That is where and how God has called you. I want to encourage you right now to begin to step in to who God created you to be. Through this personality assessment in my book, you will begin to see your strengths and your weaknesses. You will begin to see that there are certain things that God has called you to do, empowered you to do, gifted you to do, impassioned you to do, and that is in alignment with your identity. I believe that God has great things in store for you. I want to encourage you to step into being the woman that God created you to be. Step into your role as a Deborah or a Jael, whoever God has called you to be, and know that your personal identity is in alignment with the calling of Almighty God. Well, ladies, we have 1 week left in the book, Three Skips and a Jump. I pray that you have enjoyed our time together through these podcasts. I pray that you check us out on our social media. You can check us out on my site, womenofinfluence.today. You can check me out at tammyhotzenpiller.com. Check us out on social media, on our Twitter feed or our Facebook feed or our Instagram feed. But join us as women of influence wherever you are around the world. God is truly raising up women, powerful women, who are stepping into their identity to be all that God has created them to be. Thank you so much for listening. I pray God's blessing upon you and that you would truly be all that God has created you to be. God bless. Have a great day.